He said, "Son, where you hurt at?" I said, "My shoulder." I said, "You see how it's hung down there?" He said, "Well, we're going to have to go over here and see Doc Wilson." Well, shoot, that was 6 or 8 miles over to his place. And here me and Dad went. Got over there and the old Ford wouldn't start. No, it wouldn't. You'd just sit there and grind and grind and grind. Well, Dad said, "I'll go up here to the neighbor and see if his will start." Went up there and he said, "Get in the back of that truck." I got in the back and the old man started his right up. Dad told him, said, "I'll pay you to take us over there." We got over there, walked in that place, and he said, "Now you keep your mouth shut, I'll do the talking." And he said, "Doc," he said, "my boy here has got his shoulder broke or something. Said, I want you to look him over." He said, "Well, yeah, sit down there on that stool, young man." Well, I sat down and I seen these cats everywhere. I mean, they was all denomination of cats. Oh, Lord, I looked up through the glass and it was coming up through and toward the sunshine, and you could just see cat hair just floating in the air every which way. The old doc got to talking about them cats, the blue ribbon and the red ribbon his wife had won with them cats. Yeah, he had all denominations of them. Lord of mercy. Well, he got to checking that shoulder, and every time he'd touch it, I'd jump and flinch because it hurt like the pure old devil. Oh, yeah. He said, "Now, son, just relax." Of course, I had my shirt off. He said, "I said, just relax. There ain't nobody going to hurt you." Well, I relaxed, and suddenly that doctor grabbed my arm and jerked straight up on me. And I thought I was going to mess all over myself. I squalled and screamed. Oh, my Lord. I thought he had killed me for sure. But anyhow, after he did that, he grabbed my arm and held it right around to my belly button. And he started taping with that wide tape, that 3 or 4 inch wide tape. He started down low and he come up high. He taped me from my belly button up to my neck. And that one arm, he made me hold it straight out, the right arm. And the left arm, the only thing you could see was the end of my fingers. I mean, he taped it up and down and around and around. He used 2 solid rolls of that wide tape. He said, "Now, that'll hold it." He said, "I want you back here in 8 weeks. I thought, Lord, have mercy. Here I am left-handed, 8 weeks. Oh, me, oh, my. Well, that cat hair and all got inside of there, you understand, because it was just floating all through the air, and he had some 50-something cats in that room, laying up on the tables and up on the sofa and this and that and the other.